of days. And, of course, December starts tomorrow. But actually, as we look at the coming weekend, our afternoon temperatures may recover to the 40s once again. For today, some sun then turning cloudy with some showers around this afternoon and this evening. High today, 44. Low tonight, 36. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. High, 43. Tomorrow night, chilly with a low, 32. Then Friday, a lot of clouds. High, 39. Then going to 40 to 43 on Saturday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. We've got sunny skies predominating throughout southeast Wisconsin. It's 38 in Kenosha. You know, we can be heard at 98.1 FM there now. 36 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington. 40 at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, where I will be later on this evening. Having a Bloody Mary. Getting ready for the nonstop trip to Tampa International to start the big Klein Family Confab. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine, WRJN, sunny skies, 39 degrees, a wind chill of 32. Will not be having wind chill in FLA. Pretty confident of that. The dew point is at 31, the relative humidity 72%, and the barometric pressure is steady eddy at 29.59. It is 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. Glenn Klein on your hump day. Yes, it's getaway day for me, but we are pressing forward with this quality broadcast. Incredible conversation with Rich Cohn last hour. We will be having another one with our coach, speaker, and author as we get over the hump with Rick Jones coming up after the great Tom Carco's newscast at the bottom of the hour. But we said that we were going to give away the Wingstop 30-pack meal based on something that Rich and I discussed. So, here's the question. We mentioned during our talk about journalistic ethics and the state of journalism in 2016 in the United States of America that the summer camp that Rich and I went to in Eagle River, Camp Menominee, when I was the owner of the camp, we had a camper there that worked on the camp newspaper, eventually becomes a writer himself, and ends up being involved in a journalistic scandal in the early 2000s that was made into a major Hollywood motion picture. What is the name of the movie? We mentioned it. I mentioned it. That was made about my former camper. He was he was made famous, infamous, by this movie. What is the movie called? Here's the number to call, 634-3311. Paige and Melanie are waiting now to take your calls. What is the movie called of the journalist that was shamed by the experience? Talked about him, his appearance on 60 Minutes. The major motion picture that was named, or that the name of it that was about my former camper. The first correct answer at 634-3311 will win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Ave in beautiful Racine. The 30-pack meal from the Wingstop includes sauce, it includes sides, it includes veggies, dip. You can't beat it. 634-3311. Call it now. The name of the movie. That's the winner.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
He's thought-provoking and a whole lot of other things, too. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, right here on WRJN.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had to know to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all.
Love me some Spinners, Rubber Band Man on your radio, friend. This is your radio man, Glenn Klein, for a hump day Wednesday morning. It's 27 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we do have a winner for the big 30-pack meal reward. It's not a giveaway. You must earn it. Now, the question, based on my community conversation with Rich Cohn, was which fellow Camp Menominee camper, Rich and I went to camp together, and then this young man was a camper of ours when we owned the camp in the 80s. And they made a movie about his life eventually as a disgraced journalist. And the movie was called Shattered Glass. It's a really good flick. And it really portrays my guy Stephen Glass well. I mean, it doesn't picture him well, but it was Stephen Glass. But I think Stephen's gotten his life together and happy for him. But the correct answer was given by Jeff Lavonian from beautiful Racine. So Jeff is going to get the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Ave in Racine. It includes sauce, sides, veggies, and dip. And you can't beat that. Swing by the Wingstop. They have got some good chicken. Well, coming up after the great Tom Carco's newscast, we are going to be enjoying our time as we get over the hump with author Rick Jones, who wrote the book Analog Advice in a Digital World. He always has some interesting things to say for us. We're going to be talking about Rick's next chapter in his book, and highly recommend getting some books for your beautiful humans for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, winter solstice. Readers are leaders, ladies and gentlemen. We don't read enough. We need to glean more information, get some more knowledge, because, as I like to say on the Hour of Power, coming up at 11 o'clock, knowledge is indeed power. Let's get some more of it now because the great Tom Carco is awaiting us in the news center with this hour's news update.
Tom Carco in the WRJN News.